The DeKalb County Tiger football team getting set to travel down to McMinnville to take on Warren County in their annual border rivalry. The two teams have played every year since 2005. Coach Steve Trapp of the Tigers joins us on UC Sports Nation. Coach, it looked like the game initially might not be played. Warren County missed a couple of weeks with COVID early on. How glad are you to get this game in this season and probably at a critical time as you come down the home stretch of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, could have very easily just, you know, took a COVID win. I believe that might be some of that happening across the state or whatever. But, you know, if we didn't take advantage, we shared a bye week. I mean, so ultimately that's why this game was able to be played. We both were scheduled to have a bye week this week. So, you know, it just depends. Hey, we'll move that game to October 8th. You know, initially, it wasn't set in stone, but it comes down to, you know, if, you know, I didn't agree to play this game now, it would almost make me, well, it wouldn't almost, it would make me a hypocrite as far as, you know, what we tell our guys. And, you know, you've known me for a long time. I've had that old saying, hey, Walmart parking lot in Memphis. And that just simply means if, you know, we get an opportunity to play football, then we're going to take advantage of it. Would have loved to open the season up like we always have with Warren County and, you know, have a bye week right here in the middle of the season. But really, you know, we played some decent football over the last couple of weeks. So I think it's good to keep it going so this football team can keep learning and growing. And, you know, and I know they're glad to play as well with the way everything started with them and having to cancel some games. So, you know, hopefully all that's behind them and we can get out there and continue this rivalry and, you know, and just – have the opportunity to play because there have been so many teams over the last 2 years that's missed games. So I just didn't want to take any kind of opportunities away from not only our football team, but their football team as well.
How important has this rivalry become for both schools in general?
Well, I mean, early on it was huge. You know, like I said, 05 was my first year, and, you know, they hadn't won a game, and I think at that time they hadn't won a game, might have been the longest losing streak, and fortunately for us, they had a game before us that first year, and they broke that losing streak against them and not us. But, you know, they really took it to us, too, or really the first 3 years. You know, we improved each and every year, but for 3 years, we never scored a point. You know, so and since that mark, it's kind of been somebody might get two in a row, but I think it's pretty equal. I think it's pretty balanced as far as the 16 years that we have played. And you know, they've had a handful of different coaches come in and come out, and, you know, so that's one thing. But it's a good rivalry. I think the majority, you know, we got a lot of teams that we border with, and I think we're playing the majority of them. And like I said, it's always been a great way to start the season off. But, you know, if it's week one, week 10, it doesn't matter. Like I said, as long as we get to play, we're excited.
Coach Trapp, your Tigers have been playing well on both sides of the ball here the last couple of weeks, as you pointed out. And what is it you like about the football team and the direction that they're going in right now?
Well, I mean, we definitely had some adversity over the last 3 weeks. You know, if you go back 3 weeks ago with my starting quarterback getting hurt during warm-ups and then, you know, 10 minutes before the game, basically having to change offensive game plans to something that you really haven't worked on. And, you know, and how successful we was with it. And then, you know, Bria's got to come back this week, and, you know, we were able to continue to do some of the things that we've been doing the last couple of weeks with Isaac Knowles and, you know, adding Bria's back into the mix as our starter. And I said from day one, as soon as he's healthy, he's going to be our quarterback. You know, but now we just have a different faucet to our offense that we can add to it. I mean, so he proved last week that he can run the ball as well. You know, Kid proved, or Isaac Knowles, we call him Kid. He proved in those games that he could throw it as well. So, really, I just, you know, as far as the opposing teams and they're looking at us, and, you know, I hope they're scratching their head just wondering how they can, you know, stop everything. And then it comes back down to us as coaching staff here and our players to make sure that, you know, no matter what we're doing, what we're asking them to do, that they buy into it and they believe it. And, you know, if we ask a running back to go play tackle, then they need to have spoon mentality and go get that done. And if our quarterback needs to go play receiver or receiver come play quarterback, ultimately it's about getting our team in the best position to be successful. And, you know, and they have bought into that. And I really appreciate their effort. But we've got a four-game stretch here at the end of the season that, you know, we really just need to lock in on not getting comfortable with the successes that we have, but still learning and growing and move on from them.
We're speaking with DeKalb County head football coach Steve Trapp here on UC Sports Nation. Coach, you mentioned a little bit earlier about the continuity, not having the bye week and being able to continue because your team's been playing well. On the flip side of that, you mentioned having four games in a row here at the end of the season. Yeah. Tough matchup with Upperman coming up. Losing the bye week, and I know a lot of coaches like it at this point to heal bumps and bruises. Do you still feel like it's a more of a benefit to play this week than to have had that week off?
Well, like I said, there's pros and cons to it. When you're playing decent football, you want to keep that stuff going. The last few years, we've been fortunate enough to have our bye week on our fall break, and we've been able to really give these guys a break. And, you know, this year that didn't happen. We actually got fall break next week. But like I said, the way that we've been playing, you know, I'm excited that we continue to play or get to continue to play without that break. But like I said, on the flip side, you know, we may have to manage them a little bit more in practice, you know, going down this stretch, playing 10 games in a row in a regular season, and then, you know, hopefully going into the playoffs and continuing that. But, you know, like we tell our guys all the time, you know, you got to have your feet in the moment. So, you know, we have a no complaining rule, so we don't want to hear it. You know, so if anybody's complaining about playing football, I don't care if it's 15 games in a row or three or four, whatever it is, then ultimately their heart's not right and their mind's not right. So we're just going to, like I said, be grateful that we have the opportunity to play. This is a game that we could have lost altogether for both programs. So, you know, we're just going to keep that positive mental attitude and just be thankful and fortunate for the opportunity to play. And we'll heal up all of our bumps and bruises. Ultimately, we don't have any more games this year. So that's the way they can think about it. Do you want to play or do you want the season to be over? Because that's when they can heal.
Warren County lost an outstanding all-around athlete in C.J. Taylor last year. I'm sure you and many other coaches are not that sad to see him have moved on to greener pastures. But this Pioneer team still seems like they can put up a lot of points and are quite dangerous. What do you see from them?
Well, they definitely do. I mean, I really like their quarterback. You know, he has the potential, I think, to throw it better. Has a really good arm. He's athletic as well, you know, so he can get involved with that run game, you know, and some movement passes as well. You know, they've had a lot of different guys in and out of the lineup, you know, with injuries and situations like that. So, but, you know, a couple of those wingbacks, you know, we've seen them hit some big plays against some quality opponents. So, again, and they have mixed in multiple styles of offense as well, you know, dealing with their injury situation and maybe still some of the COVID and things like that. So, you know, just really give a lot of credit to their coaching staff to, again, putting their kids in situations to be successful and making it difficult for the opposing team to hone in exactly what they may be doing from week to week. So, like I said, every week's a challenge for us, you know, just from the preparation side of it with these kids. And when they do multiple things offensively like that, that makes it a little more difficult. So, you know, every opponent we play has got our full attention, and that's no different this week.
Coach, I've been to Nunley Stadium as a journalist, radio guy, newspaper, whatever, but I've never been there as a coach or player. It seems like a unique atmosphere. From your perspective, how does it feel to coach at Nunley Stadium? What kind of feeling is it when you're actually part of the game?
Well, I mean, it is a cool place. You know, you're down in that bowl and, it can get very loud. You know, especially early on, you know, when, those first couple of years when we was playing down there. And, I remember that one game, you know, with Poteet and Edwards and all them where it was like 49 to 47. I think that's the most points ever scored combined in a game. And it was back and forth the whole time. Everybody was loud on both sides. The bands were loud. And, so like I said, it is a unique experience and a cool place to play, just the way it's developed and sits there. And like I said, we enjoy going playing everywhere, you know, so it doesn't matter, but that is a unique place and a fun place to play.
All right, it should be a great one, and a few games in the Upper Cumberland region this week. A lot of teams are on byes, but if you want to see a good border rivalry, DeKalb County at Warren County will be a tough one to beat. DeKalb County Coach Steve Trapp joining us on UC Sports Nation. Coach, good luck Friday night and throughout the rest of the season.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.